Bill Connelly, Zing 96.
Do you want to wait for the song to end?
No.
Please?
I just do what I want. No, I don't actually. Sorry, Bilks.
Ten past six. Look, Peter is that mob that, look, they're all for protecting animals and animal rights, and that's very important because, you know, if they don't, who's going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
But do they have to be controversial whenever they, you know, make statements about looking after animals? I mean, years ago they're using, you know, famous nude models to get attention, which is okay.
I just, like, step aside for 1 second? Again, you're all across the famous nude models thing. How do you get all this information? You never miss a beat.
It's out there in the ether.
There's famous model. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Sorry.
You know,
back on track. Yep.
I was looking, you know, looking up pet information, and Peter always turns up. So anyway, but have you seen the latest story?
No.
Apparently, they're sick of us denigrating each other by using animal terms. That is, if I go, "You dirty rotten snake."
Okay. Oh, you dirty rat.
Yeah.
Okay. What other ones?
What about chicken?
He's an absolute chicken. Or
well, you know when you say to someone,
drongo.
Yeah, I'm sure if a drongo is a real animal.
Okay.
Unless you're saying you're dingo. What about you fat sloth?
Oh yeah, you lazy sloth. Whatever.
Sloths aren't. They're just slow moving, and they're not fat.
Okay. Good work. Good protection of the sloths.
And, I mean, look, they're saying, look, and Peter have come back and said things like pigs are intelligent.
Oh, you pig. You know, yes. I use pig all the time. You pig. He's an absolute pig, that guy.
Apparently snakes are clever. Apparently snakes have family relationships and, unlike us, like to associate with their relatives.
What?
Yeah.
So we're not even...
See, you can't even use those terms now. It's just about honouring the animals. And our Facebook has gone off on that.
Well, I'm not surprised. I don't know how. Look,
what about the
term? I mean, I love animals, but am I going to stop calling if someone's, you know, been a turd? of a person.
Well, call them that because
I'll
it's an inanimate
say,
object.
He's an absolute pig. Or if someone's I don't think I can be on board with this. Come on, seriously, how politically correct do we need to go?
Now, what if you say to someone, "I'll just squirrel that away for later," that bit of information or that little bit of cake?
It's fine.
Because that's exactly what a squirrel does. That's not putting them down.
Well, that's right. No. Well, how do you feel about this, Bilks?
I think it's totally idiotic.
Yeah, if so I want to say, come on.
Ali, if I want to horse around, Ali, I will. You know what I mean?
What about you cracking yourself up? I love it. I can't buy into this. Come on. I mean, if a chicken starts speaking to me, then okay, I'll be more concerned about their feelings about me calling someone a chicken. But until an animal can actually say to me, "Hey, Al, if you don't mind easing off the derogatory terms, it's really getting me down," I'm not interested. Yeah. No, this is too far.
Have a look at the
Sorry,
comments.
Peter, I'm not on board.
Yeah, have a look at their comments on Facebook here. And I don't know where Kyle gets this information from. He says, "Maybe Peter should stop slaughtering dogs and cats in their own shelters before opening their mouths."
Oh, okay.
Where are you getting that info, man?
Well, that's big. I don't know about that.
Obviously,
they do a lot of great work in the protection of animals, but this is going too far.
No more camel toe. Sorry.
Camel toe is funny.
Yeah.
Mm. And I refuse to not call that camel toe. I'm sorry. It is 6:14. It's early enough to talk about this. There's no other term for it. If you're sporting an amazing camel toe, that's it.
Adam, good morning. What's going on, mate?
You can't get up, Ali, for talking over the end of songs, mate. You're the worst culprit for it, Wilco. Talking into the intro of songs and the amount of the end of songs I've missed because of you.
Adam?
Oh my goodness,
Ali. Are you referring?
Adam, love it. I'm going to take your number down and just ring you when I need a bit of venting. Sorry,
Bill. You watch him; he does it all the time.
Adam,
he'll talk right up until they start singing.
Adam, are you referring to the one and only time I did that to Sultans of Swing?
Yeah, and was that when I called last time?
Yes, that was five years ago.
Well, don't spoil the song.
Thank you, Adam.
Have a great day. My new
best friend.
You two will keep, believe me.
I'm writing his number down, that's it.
Hey, and I will block it out of the system. You're banned from calling now, Adam.
Oh, that's gold.
Hey, speaking of talking up the songs, you know, this is how the experts do it, 6:18. Bilko and Ali, Chisel on Zinc. Bilko and Ali for brekkie, Zinc 96, it's 6:21. That story, it's up on our Facebook now about PETA, the Animal Protection Organisation, actually mentioning that we can't use terms like chicken, sloth, your dirty rotten snake to insult human
you
beings.
Pig. That's one of my favourites, calling someone a pig.
Well, if I said to you, you're clever as a fox, that's not an insult. In fact,
no,
that's awesome.
Right. That's right.
You know, but when you mention
call
camel
me
toe,
any...
like...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it looks like.
And this is what I can't understand. Ali just mentioned camel toe talking.
Can't even remember how that came up.
No, I don't want to know. Jason from the Gibby Hammers just texted us and said, tell Ali, until I hear a camel toe telling me to stop calling it a camel toe, it's a camel toe. By the way, Hammers have a sign on this afternoon, Albert Park, 5:30. You've got to get that plug in there, right?
Oh, listen, thanks for backing me up. And it's true. I mean, as if a camel is really going to care if someone calls it a camel toe, anyway.
Hayley from the newsroom, do you care about insulting
came in
animals?
Just to say hello, not actually to.
camel toes. No, they're a big no-no for me.
Mm. Yes.
No, well, no, thank you.
But do you think a camel's going to be offended if someone calls it a camel toe?
No.
But the modern context is the trouble because people start, you know, thinking in a different direction and then we start getting embarrassed and you can't bring it up in polite conversation. Yeah. Like, I'm embarrassed with you girls here talking
Look, honestly, Hayley, I don't know whether you're on board with this, but Bilko, I think that maybe there's quite a few of the Zinc family listening that don't know what a camel toe is. I'd like you to explain to them what a camel toe is.
Oh, yes. Your face just said.
I actually was joking, but you're thinking about it. Let's see how you go.
How do I form the words? I'm with Peter. It's totally insulting to a camel. Is that enough?
I think that's a very smart answer, my friend.
All right.
Google it, people. Actually, don't do it at work, though. Don't Google it at work.
No, because an image might come up and you'd be in trouble.